Welcome to the Voice of Finance and Investing, brought to you by FT Press. I'm Julie Pfeiffer, and I'm pleased to have with me today personal finance expert Lynn O'Shaughnessy. Lynn is the author of The College Solution, a guide for everyone looking for the right school at the right price. Lynn, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thanks, Julie. I'm glad you had me on.
Well, let's just dive right into a couple questions I have for you.
Sure.
In your book, you say that colleges are priced like airline tickets. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Sure, I can answer that question. Colleges are priced like airline tickets. If you think about it, the person next to you on the airline may have paid full fare. Well, the guy across the aisle got the cheapy internet special price. And colleges are the same way. Nobody who goes to college today is paying the exact price as the kid they are sharing the dorm with, or you know, any kid they share a classroom with. The prices are different. And what my book, The College Solution, is trying to do is tell people how you can get the best, lowest price for a quality school. And there's some easy ways, actually, to do that, and some of them don't involve any more than looking on the internet. For instance, there's two kinds of schools out there. You could divide them up. There are schools that give very good need-based financial aid packages, okay, for kids who middle class or kids who are needy children, and they don't have the assets to pay for school, or they can only pay a little bit. And then on the flip side, you've got the kids who come from affluent families, may have gone to really good suburban schools or private schools, and they're going to be expected to pay full price. Well, neither of these kind of teenagers have to pay full price if you follow the strategies in my book. Let's take, for instance, the affluent kids first. Now, if you are unless your parents, or you are a parent, unless you want to pay, say, $200,000 for a top-notch private school, if you want to pay full price, there's plenty of schools that would love you to do that. But if you don't, what you should do is look for schools that are generous with merit money. This is also called tuition discounts. And many schools will give tuition discounts to affluent kids because they want those kind of kids at their schools, because those children typically have higher SAT scores, they have good GPAs, and all that will help a school's rankings with U.S. News and World Report. This is cynical, use of college money, but it happens all the time. So there are plenty of schools that want to award affluent kids extra money. And how do you find those schools? One way is to look at a school's common data set. Mm-hmm. If you Google a school, for instance, George Washington University, okay, and Google it, you will find their common data set, and you look down through the financial aid section of this document that every school in America fills out every single year, okay, common data set. If you look at George Washington University, you'll see that the average kid there, the average merit package is $23,000, okay, that's a big generous merit package. Now, if the same affluent child had just applied to a school that doesn't give any money, for instance, Georgetown University, which is in the same town, it's in Washington, D.C., if that same affluent child had applied to Georgetown, if they had looked on the common data set, they would have gotten absolutely nothing, because Georgetown only gives money to needy children. Okay? So affluent kids need to look at that. Ask schools, do they give merit money? Look at their common data set. On the flip side, if you need financial aid, there are some schools that are incredibly generous with need-based aid, and you can once again look at the common data set that every school fills out, and you can get an idea of this. And an example I like to give is in New York City. If a child is a smart kid and applies to Columbia University and needs a lot of financial aid, Columbia has a track record of providing as much need-based aid as a child needs. On the other hand, if this kid applied to New York University, NYU, NYU has a pretty lousy record as far as giving kids everything they need to attend the school. So just by looking at the common data set of any school, you can kind of get an idea if this school is going to be generous to your child.
That's very interesting, and I think our listeners can definitely use that information to help if their parents find the right school for the child that's a good financial match,
right,
or for students looking to pay their own way into college. I really appreciate your time today, Lynn, and I want to thank everyone for listening to the Voice of Finance and Investing.